from our five-state radio news center, it's the Breakfast News with Gary Matthews.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the Breakfast News. It is being brought to you today by the South Dakota Farm Bureau and also by Black Hills Funeral Home and Cremation Services. The Sturgis City Council met for their regularly scheduled meeting in August last night, and on the agenda were several variants and other related topics. Ward 3 Councilman Jim Thompson is going to join us this morning with a look back at last night's meeting. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us.
Gary, I have to say, first of all, being in the City Council now, which is a little different for me, but in KBHB is... And you specifically are, I thank you for what you do. I realize it's difficult with a station as large as this that you cover Sturgis as you do.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
And that's not taken for granted. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate
that, and for this opportunity
too.
Because it's a chance to talk to people.
Absolutely. It's good to get the word out on what's happening in your city government. Let's start with some items here that were on the agenda, and we'll start with the sales tax. We've seen good news. The numbers were up overall, a little down on the triple B, but Adam seemed to be pleased that at least we're seeing higher numbers in the sales tax.
Adam was optimistic,
yeah.
And I think that's wise. If you wanted to make a point, you could say, well, the tourist taxes were down.
Yep.
There are some issues for that, and we did discuss that a little bit. Obviously, the economy is an issue right now. I know that I'm involved with Randy Tinnell on a business out in the industrial park, and our business, which has been successful overall through the years, this year there's just a lot of people waiting on orders until the election.
Right.
And so I think that travel has something to do with that. Now, the rally certainly showed that. The word that it was interesting, and you probably are aware of the rain that came on Sunday at the start of the race, that motorcycle race. I only prayed that we could have enough window there to get film, because the real issue for the city was the international exposure from Fox. And if that could get on, if we could just get 45 minutes worth of good weather, well, at 4 o'clock the skies opened, and of the beautiful, I mean, the Black Hills in glory at that point. But in the meantime, the local bars and eating places were deluged with people out of the rain, and so lots of people were smiling at that point.
And I think that's why Adam probably was optimistic. Hopefully we'll see that triple B number go up after we've seen. It was a pretty good turnout of the race. I was down there for about 90 minutes, and I could barely find a spot around the fence.
There were
people galore.
I walked all around, and unless you squeezed in, you didn't have space.
That's right.
And so... And then, of course, the Loud American and City Hall and any place that had a balcony.
Yep, had the VIP.
Those places were full, and people were watching. It was interesting. I told when Richie Morris asked me if I was going to go, I met with him several times. And Cameron Gray, I met some really, those people are very good.
That's what they do.
And so I sat with both of them as much as I could and tried not to take away from their duties, but... It was amazing. I said, for a cowboy, I'm kind of interested in this motorcycle race. But, Gary, I was impressed. And the Sturgis police, in terms of people coming into Sturgis, that was the biggest day of the week.
Indeed.
I'm surprised. Now, I'm still learning how to interpret those numbers. And as you are aware, there's several different ways to do that.
Yep.
They tell me they're figuring it out with cell phones these days.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that interests
but anyway,
me too.
Yes. So the race was good, and I know Adam had to be pleased with the fact that for the most part we're up a bit.
Yeah,
and but with the tourism tax and all that, that's down
that
a bit,
going.
But it's within margin.
Yep, we'll see if that goes up here when we get the next couple of months. We had a citizen request last night to be on the agenda. Avalanche Road concerns. And unfortunately, this is County Road, if I'm not mistaken, but I know the city likes to work with the county on the roughness of this road, and it's pretty rough going up to the rubble site.
We attended church out there for a while, have some friends that go out to the church, and so we drove out there to join them, and I also have been on that back road back to Pleasant Valley, or not Pleasant Valley, out toward Whitewood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
yep.
So I've been up that road some. It is bumpy and difficult.
Yeah.
The citizens, Jennifer Verhey was there to talk about it. And the city, nobody's trying to pass the buck, but it's a county road. And we really they don't have the equipment to do that. We have the equipment, but it's not our road.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the example of Sly Hill. That's it's in the city. And we take care of that. Don't ask them to do that.
Right.
So, and with, you know, there's some budget shortfalls coming that we have to deal with. And it's, so equipment, use of equipment, all of that comes up. But I thought Rick Bush gave a good report on it. He said they still meet. He said that's something we're trying to get done. And I'm hopeful it'll be finished. There are a couple of projects that when I first came on council that I thought, boy, when will this ever get done?
Yeah.
And one day I stopped to see him, and he said, got it done this morning.
Good.
Just happened to be, he said, and it's not a Band-Aid. We got, and that happened to do with the infrastructure that he was able to take care of. And I think this will happen. We're aware of it. People would like to have it done tomorrow or yesterday.
Yeah, we always want that. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't work that way. Yeah.
I do. I am pleased that for the most part, when citizens come forth and have requests, there is a response, and hopefully it's people give time.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something they don't, if we don't know about it, people have asked me. Somebody said, called me one day to say the water fountain isn't working in the park.
Yeah.
Well, that's for me, that's a good point, because now I can start, who handles that?
Who handles that, yeah.
And I was able to, that was Rick Bush that put me in touch with the park supervisor, and the next thing, you know, that as I understand, it's fixed.
Yeah.
Now, I meant to get down there, but I haven't done that yet. In the midst, I'm surprised at how much, I'm glad I'm retired. I don't know how I'd have time to do all of this otherwise.
Correct. One other thing you guys discussed last night was possible repeal of an ordinance. This has to do with municipal code, I understand, with the variances. And the reason is, I think it's just not needed, I think, is why you guys are discussing this one. And
Dave Smith came up and talked about it.
Yeah.
The way it looked, the topography of the land is such that I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's
it?
The one, yeah.
And so the code is talking about the norm.
Yeah.
And this is not normal.
Normal, yeah.
And so that's wise to do it. Dave said there were a couple of ways you might have dealt with it, but they dealt with it this way and asked for the variance, and that was easy done.
That was a nice quick one for you guys. Jim, anything else this morning? We still have a few minutes here that you'd like to hit from the council last night that you think citizens should know.
Well, I would only say this, and that's why I said to you, thank you for the radio station, and I know you can, I appreciate you when you're there because I've known you a long time, and I know you're interested in that, but the big issue that came up when I was running, and the reason I asked when I wanted to run, was because people said we never know what's going on with the city council.
Transparency. Yep.
And I don't think anybody intends to not do that. It's just that people that live with it's like a bubble, you know. You live in that shell where you see the agenda, you deal with things about it, you put your notes together, and you come to the meeting, and sometimes you forget there's 7,700 residents in Sturgis, and not everybody's listening on Monday night for the council meeting, or they don't listen to us this morning. And there's issues that we need to deal with. I am confident, I'm very confident in the staff that we have. There's some people that have moved, and I know some very key people, but they're good jobs that people have had to take, most of them family-related, and it's awfully hard at that point to not say, boy, thank you very much. Good luck in where you're going, and stay into it. I think the city's going well. I think we've got some major things that we have to deal with, but we also have the staff to take care of that, and we have to work to row together.
Yeah, you know, I think every city has its problems, and of course, I know the city of Sturgis, this is really a big transition for you guys. I mean, we were going from a city government that was so different than what we are now with the city manager, and now you guys got to pretty much, you're starting from scratch and putting together a whole new form of city government again. And that takes time.
Yeah, and there were, well, four of us new on the council, so that's half the council.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with Preston resigning from Ward 3, then another somebody that's never been on a council before. So learning the ropes is part of it. And in some cases, like in me, at least I had time in the state Senate. That's a whole different
whole,
animal.
Whole different story, yeah.
But nonetheless, the interest in Sturgis, invested in the city.
Yeah.
And we have so many things going for us.
We do.
Now it's just a man and the staff. I use Rick Bush as an example. He's my neighbor. Our neighbor.
Yeah.
But I trust him. It's nice to, and I can visit with him, and I know that he'll give me an answer. And Lisa was always that way. And her leaving is, I feel sad personally.
She's a tough one to lose because she has been such a mainstay with the city of Sturgis for the past decade or so she's worked there. But, you know, in talking to Lisa, she says, you know, I finally found a job that's going to give me a lot more time with my family, and that's important.
She and her husband have been going different directions every morning to go to work.
Correct.
Now they can go the same direction.
Correct. So they can go to the same direction, family time is so important.
In that regard, I wish her the very best.
Absolutely.
I wish she was here to answer, because she answered. She was really a go-to for me
when I first started,
because she could answer all the questions.
Yep.
I will say this, after years of management and teaching management, that just about the time we think, well, I'll never replace that person, the least likely person shows up to fill the spot. The city has some unique things. We offer jobs internally initially and then look outside. I think Sturgis has a lot of attention from the world in general, and there will be people interested in getting to be a part of this city, and I'm glad for that. I'm glad we're the kind of city that people are looking to.
You guys are going to be busy for the next couple months putting together the budget.
Well,
I hate to bring up that word, but I know the 2025 budget for you guys is going to be a stickler.
I wish it had started 2 months ago, but it is going to be, I don't want to give anybody any roses particularly, but it's possible. It's the budget is going to be an issue.
It
and
is.
You said a stickler. There's no question. It's going to take attention and some commitment and hopefully not too much heartache.
Yeah. Well, good luck on working with that.
Thank you.
But that's why you guys are there, so I'm sure you'll put it
together.
That's
why we get the big bucks.
That's why you get the big bucks. Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Oh, quickly, you have a Ward 3 meeting tonight with Ward 3 constituents if they'd like to join you.
Yes, I will say, let's see, how do I put that? I've made this to the homeowner. They can invite their neighbors and friends. So it's not really open to the public.
Okay.
And so I don't want to beleaguer somebody with a small home.
How about people contact you if they would like to get involved with that?
And my number is 605-641-3630. You can always get that at City Hall. Or you can shoot and probably call the radio station. You guys get enough stuff for me here.
That's right. We do. Indeed.
Thank you for saying that. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. And I will say this. Anybody in Ward 3 that would be interested in that, please let me know, because I'm going to do one every month. That's my intention. And bring up what's happened. Tonight, Don Lanfer will be with me. He's the new Ward 3 rep. And so he will be there to meet the people. I told him last night he's not obligated. I am. My wife's going to make cookies, and all I ask is they make tea or coffee or something and have it, and we'll meet for an hour or whatever it takes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Gary.
All right. With that, we'll wrap up this portion of our breakfast news. Our obituaries are coming up.
Open enrollment time is here.